Welcome to the Longview Lobo Postgame Show on 106.5 Jack FM.
Brought to you by the law offices of Sorey and Hoover on 106.5 Jack FM.
Lobos are celebrating out on the field and getting that bi-district championship trophy. Coach John King and the Lobos win it tonight by a score of 49-15 over Crosby. We do know that the Lobos will advance to the 5A Division I area round against Frisco Lone Star next Friday night at Kincaid Stadium in Duncanville. We don't know what the kickoff time is yet. We'll find that out for you. Hopefully, Coach King will be able to tell us that when he gets up here. Recapping the scoring in this ball game, it was a wild, wild first quarter as Crosby came out and just went all the way to the wall trying to do things to shake up the Lobos. They took the opening kickoff after winning the toss. That didn't work out for them. They went three and out. They gave the Lobos a short field, 32 yards out. Lobos drove it in. Taylor Tatum with a 19-yard touchdown run made it 7-0. Longview with 8:19 to go in the first quarter. Crosby answered, though. They got a deep ball pass from Miles to Ard that set up a Levi Fontenot 5-yard touchdown run with 5:40 to go in the quarter. That made it 7-all. And then they kicked an onside kick and recovered it and were able to take it 35 yards. Braden Womack with a 34-yard run for the touchdown. They tried for two, and Fontenot was able to take it in from 1 yard out. And Crosby was up 15-7 with 4:48 to go in the first quarter. Still going in the first quarter, Taylor Tatum comes back. Longview with a 51-yard drive, and that made it 15-14. As Longview kicked the extra point, they were willing not to chase that two-point conversion. Later on, that's where the quarter ended, 15-14, Crosby on top. In the second quarter, though, Longview got it together. They drove 85 yards. Jordan Allen with a long 20-yard run sets up a 21-yard touchdown run by Taylor Tatum with 6:52 to go in the first half. That made it 21-15, Longview back up on top. Longview added a 45-yard touchdown by Tatum with 3:08 to go in the quarter. That made it 28-15, Longview. And then they were able to keep Crosby from scoring there at the end of the half. They went into the half with a score of 28-15 as the lead. Third quarter, Crosby fumbles. Zarius Shepherd recovers it, and Longview's able to take it from 32 yards in. Taylor Tatum with a 19-yard touchdown run with 9:19 to play in the third quarter. That makes it 35-15 Longview. Willie Nelson had an interception we thought returned for a touchdown, but it was called back by an illegal block. Longview missed a field goal as they tried to kick it into a heavy wind, but still were able to get something going there right before the quarter ended. Jalen Hale on a sweep ran at 25 yards for a touchdown. That opened up a 42-15 lead for Longview after three quarters of play. In the fourth quarter, the Longview running game just took over. Taylor Tatum with a 19-yard run, Elijah Johnson with a 22-yard run, and that capped off a 67-yard drive. Elijah Johnson from 27 yards out with a touchdown that made it 49-15 with 9:03 to go in the ball game, and that's where the game ends. 49-15, Longview on top. Thoughts about the game tonight, Johnny?
I thought Longview just had a great game, in particular the running game, which you got to compliment the offensive line. But, you know, Tatum had somewhere around 180 yards rushing. He had 5 TDs. Elijah Johnson, he had over 100 yards rushing and got a score. The offensive line did a great job. Longview didn't throw the ball much. He threw it just 11 times, just completed two. But the running game tonight was a difference. And then defensively, I got to say this is the best defensive game we've had this year. I mean, they just stymied a good Crosby team with a lot of skilled people, but they just couldn't do anything. They just could not block the defensive front.
I don't know how many sacks Longview had, but it wouldn't surprise me if they were in double figures tonight in sacks. It was just they were all over Kyrick Miles all night long. And he ended up getting pretty beat up tonight. So Lobo defense really came to play tonight. The Longview running game really came to play tonight. Their kick coverage was fantastic. The only thing really negative about the game was just the passing game had a hard time tonight. But in these weather conditions, that shouldn't surprise anybody. Crosby had the same problems. They could not throw the football, and they lean on the passing game even way more than Longview does.
The other thing, we did have a lot of penalties tonight. Now, some of them seem to be questionable, but some of those could have been critical. So I think if we ask Coach King that, that's going to be an area that he wants to clean up. But, I mean, I talked about this earlier, but the other thing is we played in the wind. We played in the wet. We played when if you lose, you're going home. All those things, and we end up with this big win.
John King already walked up in here. Boy, he made good time in here tonight. I like that. So, come on. It's colder there. You got a little more motivation to move quick tonight. John King, 49-15, Longview wins tonight over Crosby. First quarter is a little scary. It's felt a little bit like the Lancaster game. And then things kind of settled down and Lobos took over.
You know, that's what we talked about. We got to weather the storm, you know, when they get through with all their stuff, we get them figured out, we can settle down and play ball. We just made too many mistakes. Our own worst enemy with penalties, extended drives, I mean, a fake punt till we get a penalty on.
Yeah.
Fourth and forever, we get a penalty on that one. And, you know, but we just settled down and played ball, and running game got going, and defense, you know, stopped them, got us the ball back, and we extended the lead.
Defensive line, the pass rush was just insane tonight.
Yeah, it was. Put a lot of pressure on them. That was big. You know, it's tough to run. They didn't have very many big runs. We were worried about the perimeter stuff with all the motion and stuff they're doing with the counteraction, you know, and it wasn't necessarily the run inside of getting on the perimeter, which they hit the big run to four on. Got away with the hold over there. We couldn't seem to get a call in the first half.
Yeah, no kidding.
But anyway, I mean, it's like the punt, the fake punt they throw for a big first down off the penalty. The punter's knee was down. Ball's on the ground. They don't. Vish didn't see it. But anyway, so part of it.
Well, one thing I did notice is that when you started windmilling there, I thought you were going to leave the ground and levitate for a while after you didn't get the late hit on the sidelines while they called one on Willie Nelson on the other sideline across the way.
It happened behind the official. He didn't see it. You know, I did, but he didn't see it, and we didn't get the call, but. So like I told him, I said, whatever, we're going to move on. I ain't going to change your mind. And this is a good crew. I mean, I'm not going to talk about it. Everybody makes mistakes, but it seemed like we just couldn't catch a break. Balls are on the ground. We're letting them extend drives with penalties. And just if we could ever get stop a drive and get the ball back, we know we're fixed to push the lead and force them to do things they're not going to be real, I wouldn't say successful doing or high doing, you know, high on doing.
Tough night to throw the football for both teams. Didn't have much success in the passing game, if any, but, boy, that running game was unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, we had a couple of drops there. Had a waggle pass, fullback in the back, hit him in the backfield, hit, you know, the tight end dropped one. But, yeah, it was tough. And the wind, rain, and we got to do a better job of designing when we play in those kind of conditions. But, yeah, the running game got going, and Taylor made some big runs for us. AJ made some big runs. Jalen had some big runs. Said, if I can't throw it to him, I'll hand it to you. So, we got going with that. Jordan, we ran him more tonight. He had a couple of big runs for us.
Did.
So, guess what? You know, he's been kind of been protected through the season. Didn't have to run him. You want to run him. We know we can run him. I bet he hadn't had three or four designed runs the whole year up until tonight.
I'm an old guy. My eyes are bad. I may not be seeing what I think I'm seeing, but I saw you moved Tatum around all over tonight. He came off the field a lot in the first half. I thought maybe he might be hurt, and Elijah was getting, it seems like, the bulk of the running game, but then you look up and Tatum's got five touchdowns. And
how many had tonight? Five?
Five.
One morning he broke the record. I think much people got the record with five. I've been told about all these dang records this year.
He's a special back.
He's special. He sure is. He'll be the first to tell you, you know, whether it's receivers, linemen, tight ends, fullbacks, they help him get there. And he makes people miss. He can run with power. He can run with, you know, he got home run speed. So he's special. Glad we got him.
Plus, he's got great vision. That's what is so amazing to me. I mean, he seems like he knows where to make the cut before anybody else. And that's true of a great back. And he does.
He just got vision for it. And, you know, he's patient, but he knows this fourth and one, I ain't got time to pop my feet and dance. I got to stick it in there. And, you know, he just an intelligent football player.
A couple of offensive linemen went down for a time. How serious do you think those injuries are?
I don't know about Mongo. He didn't go back in, but Tay Morgan went back in after his. He got rolled up on that play-action pass we threw. Hopefully Mongo will be okay, but Tay finished the game. But we don't need to start losing linemen.
No.
But, Reinhart goes in. He goes in, first play he's in there. He has to get in a gun, snap the ball, and we score a touchdown. So, he wasn't quite as nervous as I thought.
it looked good.
Yeah.
I think it's good tonight. You might not think it, but the fact that we had to play in the rain, play in the cold, and play in the wind, something that we haven't really had much of this year. And somewhere along the line, it's going to come in handy that we've already done it once.
Yeah, it should. I mean, I guess we should have moved it to Thursday like the last 2 weeks.
I don't know about that.
No, me either. But, yeah, it doesn't hurt you. It never hurts to have adverse conditions and find a way to pull it out and win. I mean, it's part of the game, and the wind probably was more to do with it than the rain.
Yeah. Okay, so Longview advances. They play Frisco Lone Star. It's at Kincaid Stadium. Do you know what time the kickoff?
No, I got a text from Jeff Rayburn. As soon as I got my phone out of my office, and we hadn't decided on the time.
Okay.
So I'll get with him tomorrow, and I don't know who's home, who's visiting, none of that. All I know is we had a three-way agreement to get the stadium on a certain night, and that's all we did.
Just got it done.
Nice to deal with good people. Get it done. You ain't going to wake up tomorrow or Sunday and be trying to negotiate that and can't find a stadium. So, Jeff's a good coach. Lone Star's got a good program. Well, we'll have to see. I hadn't watched them on tape yet. Hadn't had time. Been watching Crosby. But like I told the kids, we got another chance next week. That's all we guarantee. We took care of business this week, went 1-0, and we'll have to do the same next week if we want to keep playing together.
Well, it was awfully impressive tonight once everything settled down and that first quarter got out of the way. It was a really impressive
performance. They threw some haymakers, didn't they?
They came out and pulled every trick in the book tonight.
That's everything I've heard about Coach Prieto. And he didn't disappoint us, did he?
No, he didn't.
He said, hey, Coach, we knew we had to throw some shots at you. And they did. And that's kind of what bothers you. Onside kicks, fake punts, trick plays. Yeah, you never know when ball bounce is funny. But, after we lost that first onside kick, I said, whoop. Putting the hands team in. Put the boys out there and see if we can get a kick field.
See, I thought he was crazy for kicking off to us to start because
we kicked to them.
Yeah. I mean,
He and took the ball and let us have the win, but he had something up his sleeve, and they go down and.
Yeah, and then I figured it out. And he wasn't worried about this one. He was worried about the other one we were going to do.
Setting it up for the next drive.
Yeah. But nice guy to visit with. We've never played him. I've never met him before tonight. Talked on the phone, but you can tell he does it the right way. That's why they're successful. They've been to the finals and semifinals back-to-back years. So, but nice to get out here with a win.
Well, Coach, congratulations. It was a fantastic performance tonight. Again, it looks real good to get that one in the books. Like you said, winning that first one's huge.
I'm telling you, it's never a good feeling going in anybody first round of the playoffs. I don't care who you play. You're nervous because you don't know. You know how important getting that first one is because you never know what will happen after that. There's so much riding on it, and you want to continue the season. You've had a great regular season. You want these kids to experience that playoff run and the fan support and everything else to be there. And I sure hope we have Lobo Nation out next Friday night at Kincaid. We're going to need them. Lone Star is a good program, and these kids deserve it. Band, the Viewettes, the Dance Line, everybody that's part of this high school athletic program or support groups. They need your support, so come on out and let's cheer on the Lobos.
Sounds great. Coach, thanks again for coming up tonight. Congratulations.
You bet.
See you next Friday. All right, that's John King. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Happy ending to a miserable night at Lobo Stadium where it's raining and cold, but the Longview Lobos have sent the folks home happy tonight. They win at 49-15 in the opener over Crosby, the bi-district opener. They'll move on to play Frisco Lone Star at Kincaid Stadium in Duncanville next Friday night, and we don't know the kickoff time yet. We'll probably know something about that sometime tomorrow, but Johnny, your thoughts about this ball game before we wrap it up?
I thought it was a great effort by Longview, both offensively and defensively. I think we did a lot of really good things, especially defensively. We got to clean up the penalties a little bit. But other than that, I think just about everything else Longview did was an improvement over what they've been doing all year, which is pretty darn good for the year. So I think we got a chance to go a long ways here, but it's one game at a time. But I think this is a good way to start. I know that score ends up 49-15. Seems like that game was lopsided, and it was lopsided, but we did a lot of good things against a pretty good football team.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, thank you again very much for being here tonight. As always, great job, and we hope that you guys will join us next Friday night. Again, we'll let you know what time the kickoff is, what time the Coach John King show is next Friday night when we go to the second round of the playoffs with the Longview Lobos taking on the Frisco Lone Star team at Kincaid Stadium in Duncanville. For Matt Morton, for Johnny Vaughn, I'm Brian Houston. Thank you very much for listening tonight. The final score, once again, Longview 49, Crosby 15. You've been listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM.